Good day, everyone. Ed Richards on the Radio Oklahoma Network, along with Tom Leffler at Leffler Commodities. Tom, time again for the latest cattle on feed numbers. Saw some private estimates all week have more cattle on feed this month compared to a year ago. Placements, a lot of the expected to be smaller, with marketings also lower. One private estimate even had total cattle on feed as of November 2.9% larger than last year. Were we even close on these numbers?
Yeah, our estimates came in pretty close. The only thing that was a little bit better than expected was the marketing. On feed for November 1 came exactly as what the average trade estimate was, 4% above a year ago. Now, this means we have on feed 11.924 million head of cattle. Texas saw a 7% increase over a year ago. Nebraska, a 2% increase. And Kansas, actually down 1%. Now, we also saw this as 6.5% above the 3-year average and 4% above the 5-year average as far as on feed. This is the second largest November on feed in history, and it's the largest on feed since February of 2008, and we have now had 18 straight months of the on feed number being higher than a year ago time. Now, over in the placements, it came in very close to the trade estimate of 99.2%. It came in at exactly 99%. That means we placed 2.491 million head of cattle in our feed yards. Nebraska saw the big increase this time, 15% over a year ago, while Kansas was down 2% and Texas down 11% compared to a year ago. This is the second largest October placement for the past 4 years and the largest placement we have seen in the past 12 months. Now, on the weight breakdown, the only category that saw an increase, once again, was the lightweights under 600 pounds, 11% increase over a year ago, 600 to 699 pounds. Saw a decrease of 6.3%, 700 to 799 pound, down 2.7%, and 800 plus pound category was down 6.4%. In the marketings, they came in better than expected. The trade was looking for 101.4% of a year ago, and it came in at 103%. The mararketing was 1.786 million head of cattle. We saw an increase in Nebraska over last year by 5%, Texas up 3%, but Kansas was down 1%. This is the largest October marketing of the past 3 years, but it is also the smallest marketing we've seen over the past 9 months of this year. This is the eighth time this year that we have seen the marketing number above a year-ago level. Now, there's no other real details in this report to really talk about. This report was no big surprise to the market, but we're going to have to see what the market's going to do next week, because we've seen cash come in lower this week after those record levels we saw last week. We've also seen our December live cattle, today's low, the lowest we've seen since the 1st of November, and the lowest close for December live cattle since October 31. We've also seen from the November high that was put in early this month to today's low a drop of $6.05 on December live cattle futures. So we've got a lot of things out there that's making this market look very toppy. Keep in mind, this market's been going up the side of a mountain, and you do reach the top eventually, and we might be ready for a little setback to a little lower plateau for a while here. We'll have to see what next week brings. Keep in mind, next week's only going to have 4.5 trading sessions, as there's no trading on Thanksgiving Thursday and only a half a day of trading on next Friday.